Welcome to This Week in Palestine, service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for July 9th to the 15th, 2011. Israel continues to illegally confiscate Palestinian land to expand settlements in the West Bank, as the Arab countries back the Palestinian Authority plan to ask for recognition of a Palestinian state at the UN meeting in September. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report, as usual, with the non-violent activities in the West Bank villages. The details with IMEMC's Kevin Murphy.
There was one injured, another arrested, while scores were treated for effects of tear gas inhalation as Israeli troops attacked on Friday non-violent protests organised in a number of West Bank communities. Protests were reported in the villages of Al-Nabi Saleh, Bilayin and Nilayin in the central West Bank, as well as Al-Masra in the south. One man was injured, scores treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation when soldiers attacked the weekly anti-wall protest at the village of Bilayin on Friday. International and Israeli supporters joined villagers and tried to reach local farmers' lands the army gave back after rerouting the wall there. Troops fired tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets at protesters, injuring the head of the local village committee, Ayed Bernat. Many other protesters were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Also on Friday, Israeli troops attacked the weekly anti-wall protest in the village of Nilayin, where the residents and their Israeli and international supporters held their Friday midday prayers near the Israeli wall. Protesters then marched up to the wall. Troops fired tear gas at protesters, causing many to suffer from tear gas inhalation. In the nearby Al-Nabi Saleh, villagers and their Israeli and international supporters marched to local farmers' lands Israel took to build a new settlement. Troops attacked protesters with tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets. Soldiers then arrested Ayed Tamimi, a local organiser, after beating him up. Other residents suffered effects of tear gas inhalation. International Israeli supporters also joined villagers at Al-Masra village near Bethlehem, southern West Bank. Troops attacked villagers before they left the village and did not allow them to reach their lands where Israel is building the wall. Soldiers fired tear gas at protesters and forced them back into the village. Local sources reported cases of tear gas inhalation among protesters. For IMEMC.org, this is Kevin Murphy.
A meeting of Arab states' foreign ministers backed this week the Palestinian Authority's move to win recognition of a Palestinian state by the UN in September 2011. The decision comes amidst Israeli refusal to go back to the negotiation table with the Palestinians based on Palestinian conditions. IMEMC's Rami Al-Mighari has more.
The Arab states' decision suggests that the PA has the right to ask for the UN recognition after all international efforts have so far failed to urge Israel to stop illegal settlement activities on occupied Palestinian lands, including East Jerusalem. The PA, from its part, said it is determined to reach the UN by September to get that recognition. PA officials, including President Mahmoud Abbas, have hinted at the possibility they would refrain from going to the UN if Israel halts all settlement construction on Palestinian lands. Israeli leaders, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, reiterated their refusal to stop the activities and said they are willing to return back to the negotiations table unconditionally. Israeli opposition leader Tzvi Livni stated this week that policies of Netanyahu are counterproductive. Meanwhile, more than 30 German diplomats and former ambassadors were reported to have submitted a letter to Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel, advising her to back a declaration of a Palestinian state on borders of 1967. The letter also reads that continued Israeli settlement activities would undermine chances of peace in the region. In other news, Israeli military discussed this week possible military escalation against the Gaza Strip, holding the ruling Hamas party responsible for the latest breakout of violence on Gaza-Israel borderlines. On a different note, Farhat called on the Fatah Party in the West Bank to go ahead with implementing a recent conciliation agreement with his party in Cairo. Both parties have yet failed to execute the agreement due to difference on the name of a premier for the upcoming unity government. Fatah's leader and PA President Mahmoud Abbas insists that his current PM Salam Fayyad should assume the post Rami Al-Mighari, IMEMC.org, Gaza.
Israel denies hundreds of visitors entry to the country as they declare their intention to visit the occupied Palestinian territories. And the Israeli Air Force shells the Gaza Strip wounding civilians. The details and more with IMEMC's David Steele.
On Friday, Israeli soldiers abducted three Palestinians in the occupied West Bank, including the daughter of a female legislator from the central West Bank city of Ramallah. Three more Palestinians were abducted in occupied East Jerusalem on Thursday at night. Hundreds of participants of Welcome to Palestine were blocked from boarding flights to Tel Aviv's Ben-Gurion Airport at the request of the Israeli security forces. 120 participants who made it through to Ben-Gurion were detained and later deported. Under 50 people were able to make it through to the West Bank to take part in the week of activities. On Saturday at night, the Israeli Air Force carried out an airstrike targeting a brick factory east of Gaza City. Extensive damage, including to local homes, was reported, but there were no injuries. In a separate incident, Palestinian medical sources reported that on Saturday at night, Israeli soldiers, based near the northern Gazan border, opened automatic fire at a number of Palestinian homes, wounding a young Palestinian woman and inflicting damage to property. On Sunday evening, Israeli troops invaded the Al-Asawiyah town, occupied East Jerusalem, and clashed with local youths who hurled stones and empty bottles at them. The army also used its undercover forces in attacking the residents. Soldiers fired gas bombs and rubber-coated metal bullets, leading to several injuries, medical sources in Jerusalem have reported. In addition, troops broke into Biddo Club, northwest of Jerusalem, and confiscated several computers after destroying furniture and property. Pre-dawn raids occurred on Tuesday in the West Bank village of Hussan near Bethlehem. Two youths, including a minor, were detained during the raid by Israeli military forces. The Israeli army allegedly destroyed wells and water pumps in three Jordan Valley villages on Tuesday. The villages of Al-Akrabaniyah, Al-Nasriyah and Beit Hassan all allegedly had equipment confiscated or destroyed. The villages are apparently located in Area A. The destruction of wells and associated equipment in an occupied territory is illegal under Article 53 of the Fourth Geneva Convention. The Israeli army has decided to expropriate large areas of Palestinian land in the Bethlehem district in order to expand the Efrat illegal settlement, which was originally built on lands illegally annexed from residents of Al-Khada district south of Bethlehem. Palestinian medical sources have reported that a 19-year-old college student was shot and killed on Wednesday at dawn by Israeli military fire in Al-Farah refugee camp north of the northern West Bank city of Nablus. Several residents were abducted. Eyewitnesses reported that at least 11 armoured Israeli military vehicles invaded the refugee camp at approximately 3 a.m, broke into and searched several homes, causing damages. In addition, the eyewitnesses added that as Sahan was walking towards the camp's mosque to perform dawn prayers, soldiers opened fire at him, hitting the major artery in his thigh. He was then allegedly left to die by the soldiers, who prevented local medics from attending to him. On Wednesday at dawn, the Israeli Air Force carried out two airstrikes targeting a blacksmith's workshop in Gaza City, leading to damage and one injury. The blacksmith's workshop was destroyed and several nearby homes sustained damages in the attack, whilst the main waterline in the neighbourhood was shattered. 2 hours after the initial attack, the Air Force struck the same area again, causing further damage and destruction. 11 Palestinian teenagers were arrested in the Palestinian district of Silwan in East Jerusalem. The teenagers, aged between 14 and 17, were taken from their homes by Israeli military on Wednesday during a raid of the area. Palestinian medical sources reported on the same Wednesday that a Palestinian youth was injured when a group of Israeli settlers ambushed a Palestinian car near the northern West Bank city of Jenin. They hurled stones at them from a close range while threatening to shoot them dead. The Israeli Air Force carried out on Wednesday at night an airstrike targeting the border area between Gaza and Egypt in the southern part of the Gaza Strip, as well as a shed in Gaza City. Palestinian medical sources reported that 5 residents were injured and 1 remained missing, likely buried under the rubble after the Israeli Air Force bombarded a tunnel at the Gaza-Egypt border in Rafah in the southern part of the Strip. As Israel escalates its arrest campaign against Palestinians in Jerusalem, including children, a leading member of the Al-Bustan Popular Committee has reported that Israel collected more than $900,000 in fines imposed on Palestinian children in Jerusalem over the past 9 months. The Palestinian Society for Fishing and Water Sports reported that the international boat, Olivia, run by human rights activists to monitor Israeli violations against Palestinian fishermen, was located in front of the Gaza shore after losing all communications for 1 hour after the Israeli Navy attacked it. The Navy used water cannons against the boat, causing damage to its communication systems and damaging its engine. Several international activists were on board the boat when the attack took place. The Israeli Air Force has carried out a series of airstrikes targeting several areas in the Gaza Strip, leading to damages and 4 injuries amongst the civilian population. 2 of the wounded are children. Adham Abu Salmiya, spokesperson of the Higher Committee Emergency Services in Gaza, reported that the 2 children were injured when the army bombarded land where they played near a residential building in Gaza City. 2 more residents were wounded when the army bombarded an area in central Gaza and were moved to the Al-Aqsa Hospital. For IMEMC.org, this is David Steele.
And that was just some of the news from this week in Palestine. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. This report has been brought to you by Hassan Kassis and me, George Rishnawi.